Family, it is your sister Drea Love. It's been some time since we've spoken last. I felt it was time to drop in, and so here we are. It's late, and we're just going to decompress together tonight. It was a Wednesday night, drum circle tonight. Gosh, there's so much magic in OB. If you've been to San Diego or been to Ocean Beach, you definitely, or been to the drum circle on Wednesday night, you definitely know what I mean. I've been doing this for at least 2.5 years regularly, and it's pure medicine, friends. So if you haven't done it, I definitely recommend you get yourself some Ocean Beach Wednesday night medicine. It's good for your soul, and it can be transformative when you allow it to be. A lot of these people, interestingly enough, have become family in so many ways, co-creating together, just watching the flow happen, allowing the magic, showing up. Whew, showing up for my life. How do you guys show up for your life? People have been asking me, what do you do? Or people ask me, what do you do? I think I, at this point, just kind of plant and water seeds. It's kind of a cool thing. Plant and water seeds, seeds of goodness, seeds of hope, seeds of love, seeds of magic, seeds of possibility, seeds of perspective, seeds of change, seeds of potential. There's so many seeds that I plant every day. Every day. Super grateful. And continue every day to get out there and do what I need to do as the universe calls me to be present for and in my life. But very much so, and I'm going to say most importantly, is care for myself. So making sure that self-care comes in first, community comes in next, doing the things I can, doing the things I need to do, doing the things I'm called to do, allowing my gifts to show up in the community, to be gifts for other people, to help them see themselves. So as I see my gifts, know my gifts, what do you guys think your gifts could be? Potentially. Your gifts could look like. As I've learned to flow with my life, and again, making sure that the care for myself becomes number one, I have definitely found out what my gifts are. And learning not to push so hard in my life, but to flow in my life. There's this book that I recommend. It's called... It's by David Hawking. Why? Power versus Force. There we go. It's so good, and it's about flowing versus forcing. And I've had the book for years. I actually have it on audio, I have it on digital, and I have it physically. It's that good. Highly recommend. There's a map of consciousness in there, and he talks about some amazing things, but I was just listening to some things about that today, and about flow versus forcing, and I'm definitely in the state of flow and have learned to flow instead of force in my life. I actually ran into somebody tonight who is, I haven't seen in 2 years. She almost cried when she saw me. She was just so excited. I love her, and she's super psychic, and I was asking her, she is the one person in the last 2.5 years that has been able to see my energy field, interestingly enough, and some things I did to it. And so I was asking her how my energy field felt differently than last time, and that's one of the biggest things she said, is she said, oh my God, there was so much resistance the last time I saw you. And holy cow, you are in the state of flow like nobody's business now. So that was kind of a a cool thing to have confirmed tonight, that the flow that I've been working so graciously towards is being seen, being achieved. And I actually saw that what the universe gave me tonight. So, okay, so I have this thing, and I always say, what is for me cannot miss me, so I'm not going to force things. So I expect that the people that are supposed to be in my life will find me. So here I am, this client that I've been working to book. I literally said that this afternoon. This client that I messaged yesterday looking to book literally saw me on the street today, or on the road today, and text me. And so that happened, and I thought that was funny. Get to the market, I see this one person that we've been looking to work together. We had this conversation about doing some work with and for the community, actually, at the World Beat Center with the founder, who's a friend of both of ours. And a few minutes later, I saw my friend. It was just a series of events. I don't totally want to tell you, like, how it went, but anyhow, I saw her three times that night. I hadn't seen her in a while. And the third time with the founder of the World Beat Center, her name's Makeda. She's a friend of both of ours, but a very good friend of this one person. Her name's Rain. And the third time I ran into her this evening was with Makeda. And I had just had the conversation with her about the protocol we're trying to develop for the community. So, it's just been interesting to watch the universe deliver constantly as I continue to line up my expectations, continue to manage my frequency, do my work, and expect the best. Be grateful, gracious, go out, be present for what the universe has for me. And I don't know, just do the things. So life is good. Actually, life is beautiful. Life's also confusing. Life's also crazy. But as I continue to grow and flow, I would say it feels like it gets a bit easier because I definitely have a lot of clarity now. I know what I'm doing. I know what the universe is calling me to do. And I'm allowing that much more frequently and seeing the positive repercussions in my life as that happens. So it's been real. I'm actually gonna make this short tonight because I'm really tired, but I just wanted to bring you guys into the gratitude mode that I have always for my life and for the gifts we have in the opportunity and changing our circumstances right now with energy, with the shift, with intention, with frequency, with being present, with doing the work, with love, without having to know all the frickin' answers. So that's what we're doing over here, Drea Love Style. Getting real clear and planting and watering the seeds. So if you guys are interested, or if you guys are in need of help, I have a ton of tools. I have a really great toolbox of modalities to include soul contract work, quantum healing, intuition, helping you create tools in your life, find the tools already presenting themselves to you to help you help yourself. That is what I do. And that book that I have, that magic book that I have, Love Letter to My Life, Healing, it has been doing things all over. It's in 12 stores, I don't know. All over the place, even Barnes & Noble, Walmart online, which is ridiculous. But if you guys are looking for it, head to my website, DreaLove.com. The link is there. I want you guys to get the second edition. I had a foreword written from my friend and the founder of the Center for Conscious Ascension, Nicholas David Nahn. He wrote a foreword much of my book speaking about how it is the entry system into the protocol he has for what he calls your soul contract signature work and the deep level work that he does and that I can introduce you into as well. So love for you guys to get the second edition if you are looking for the healing. So I love you guys. Thank you for listening to the ramble. I wish you guys healing and hope and love and all the things. in this crazy shit show of a world that we're living in 2021. And just remember, love yourself. If we don't do the work to love ourselves first, the whole everything will also be messed up. So find a way to love yourself, and everything else will soften up. So head to my website, DreaLove.com. All things healing, resources, so many tools. And with love, it's your sister, Drea Love. Thanks for listening to me on this Perspectives podcast with your girl, Drea Love. I love that you're hanging out with me. If this brought you any healing or helped you in any way at all, I would just ask that you please share. Just send this to one person that you know this would help get through something. And of course, rate, review, and subscribe.